This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, May 21st. Okay, we've had a couple earnings announcements, Walmart and NVIDIA. Walmart, just so you know, beat revenue estimates by 2%, earnings estimates by 1.5%, but they were very cautious on guidance. And so the stock is down. You know, Walmart is a very, very efficient retailer. And obviously, some people are nervous that consumer spending might get curtailed because of gas prices. But Walmart is one of those discount stores consumers go to when they're feeling pinched. So I would respectfully argue that the Walmarts, the Costcos, their business is going to remain fine. Because if consumers are pinching pennies or taking fewer trips because of high gas prices, they're going to load up when they go in the stores. So, with that said, Walmart's probably a good near-term buy. NVIDIA is also a great buy. So here's the gist with NVIDIA. Their first quarter revenue was up 85%. Their operating earnings were up almost 140%. It was up 139.7%. They posted a 3.4% revenue surprise, a 6.9% earnings surprise. And they, of course, raised their next quarterly guidance above analyst consensus estimate. And Jensen Huang said the build-out of AI factories, which is the largest infrastructure expansion in human history, is accelerating at extraordinary speed. So the bottom line is I'm doubling down on AI. A lot of my AI-related stocks are doing incredibly well right now. And I'm doubling down because of the three-year order backlog now. This is unbelievable. And so I am now buying more AI-related stocks. And so as a proportion of my portfolios, they're pushing 60%. So between data centers and AI, obviously you know where my bet is. NVIDIA is obviously a good buy today. Don't worry about the pullback. It ran up in anticipation of earnings. It's the typical NVIDIA pattern. In fact, we did a Navalier Buzz short on the NVIDIA results as it came out, and we showed a bespoke report of how NVIDIA historically acts after earnings come out. So everything with NVIDIA is normal. Everything's fine. The next big announcement will be Micron Technology. Now, Samson is the biggest memory manufacturer. There was a risk they were going to go on strike. It looks like that strike's been resolved. They were still in acute shortage of memory right now. Okay, we still have elevated treasury yields. So the Fed can't raise rates or cut rates. They're locked. The FOMC minutes imply they might raise rates. Is a bogus report. If anything, they'll cut by the end of the year to help the job market. You still have all the AI-related layoffs causing job anxiety. The other thing I would add is that I think the biggest news this month has been Trump's investment in the stock market. We had no idea he was buying so many of our stocks. So that has me ecstatic. And, of course, the Trump administration is investing up to $2 billion in quantum computing stocks. There are stocks like D-Wave that have are going to get $100 million grants from the U.S. government so they can develop quantum computing. And the government that now has a vested interest in these companies. Again, the government will give you a grant, but they want stock back as collateral. So the quantum computing stocks are pretty hot today. And, of course, quantum computing is where we go when in 2030 when the NVIDIA can't make its chips much faster. So the big winners, I think, in quantum computing are going to be NVIDIA and Google, but all the companies doing the programming, the encryption, how to package quid bits, the data for quantum computers, those companies obviously have some interesting sales and have generated a lot of excitement. Otherwise, after the end of any earnings season, oscillations are normal, but we have a lot of positive oscillations today, so you should be up today. And I want you to enjoy the ride. This is an extraordinary year. I'm still kind of numb what's happened. But it's a very narrow market. I expect it to broaden out. Speaking of broadening out, Atlanta Fed just raised its second quarter GDP estimate to 4.3%. So we're closing in on that 5% GDP growth. The other interesting thing that's going on, I should mention, is Marco Rubio gave a message in Spanish to the Cuban people explaining how their government has a corporation that extorts money from them. And it was a very, very good message. And hopefully the Cuban people will understand that they've been exploited. And it'll be interesting if we send a similar message to Iran, because the IRGC in Iran kind of works like the Cuban military. In Cuba, if you have a successful business, the military visits you and you now work for them. So we had our CIA director in Cuba last week over there offering aid and cooperation, but they got to stop extorting money from their people. So Raul Castro's been indicted. We'll see if they go try to arrest him and all that kind of stuff. Pull a Maduro. We'll find that out. Iran is right now, there was positive news that Pakistan was working on some sort of agreement, but in the meantime, there's a lot of oil leaking in the Persian Gulf, and it's going to be an environmental disaster. Where it's unclear if that's from sunk ships. It's unclear if it's from Iran starting to pump oil into the Persian Gulf because they don't want to shut off their wells. This is a big game of chicken, folks, I'll tell you. But, you know, all we're doing is cutting off their revenue. So the IRGC is really scrambling. And of course, the IRGC has been decimated in leadership, but new leadership has emerged. So it's going to be fascinating to see what happens. I am not worried about a thing because the U.S. is an oasis. We just don't have the problems of the rest of the world. One last thing. You know, the Fed cannot fight energy or food inflation. So the key thing to watch is the core rates. There's a lot of media stories that the Fed has to raise rates because of inflation. That's not true. We look at the core rate. And, you know, the old economic theory is that, you know, demand push inflation drives the cost of goods up because there's a shortage of goods. And the new economic theory is AI makes us all more productive and shoves the price of goods down. So that's going to be Kevin Warsh's message to the other FOMC members. Stop worrying about inflation from demand push. It's not going to be happening. So I still expect a rate cut but later this year. Otherwise, incredible economic environment. I'm still shocked that our president has bought so many stocks and is investing so aggressively. Obviously, U.S. government's funding quantum computing. Quantum computing, again, is the next phase after AI. The current AI technology can't be exploited further. So that's probably 2030 again. But boy, what a year. What an order backlog. The grand finale is usually NVIDIA, but this time it'll be Micron. So don't be surprised when Micron just announces ridiculous sales and earnings. And hopefully it'll be rewarded for that. So I hope you're having fun. I know I am. Our powerful stocks are good buys and dips. June's going to be the annual Russell realignment. Actually, it's semi-annual this year. They'll have it in June and November. That's going to help a lot of the small mid-cap stocks. I think we're going to finish this quarter on a strong note. Go in July and have another stunning earnings announcement season. And that'll probably get bumpy in August, as it always does. So hang in there, everybody. I know people get nervous as markets go higher, but the fundamentals are outrunning the price appreciation. So that means P/E ratios are coming down. So we can invest confidently. So that's it. Selena Avalier, just want to give you a quick update. Take care, everybody.